The following is intended for mature audiences only. Discretion is advised.
Yo, 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 what's good, everyone? This is your friendly neighborhood Chicano, Rafael. Let me start over, guys.
I'll say it for you, dude. Don't worry. I'll say it for you. Yo, yo,
no,
yo.
Boo, this shut up. Shut up, boo. All
right. Yo, 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 what's good, everyone? This is your neighbor. Hey, I said kick that beat. All right. Seriously. Yo, 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 what's good, everyone? This is your friendly neighborhood Chicano, Rafael. And I'm the host this week alongside with tons of fun Tim and Big Boo. So I'm here to bring you a little Latin flavor, a little culture to the show. I don't see any burritos. I don't see any tacos.
Donna, you know how I feel about dogs living rent free.
Well, she puts in work, dude. All right.
You know how I know about those dogs living rent free around this bitch.
Oh,
go ahead, Ralph.
Donna puts out.
All right. Donna works these streets.
She works these streets. What? Hold on a second. Hold on. We can stop.
Let's travel for a second. Hey, bro. He want to say that. He can say that, dude.
Holy
That's
shit.
That's him, bro. That's him.
I mean, she walks the streets. You guys.
And you guys were bitching that Boo had his dog on a treadmill?
All right, guys. So we're losing track.
Well, that
already.
Was a
we're
very nice. That was a very nice, dude. If I was a teacher and I had to grade that performance, I would give it 4 stars. I would. That had great confidence. You know, he talked a lot of mad shit this week about, you know, like I'm gonna come at this thing hard. And you know what, dude? He gave it his whole Roth best. And that was awesome. I like that. That was great. We need out. Exactly. Red.
Thanks, my brother. Thank you. So cryptids and creatures this week. So, you know, my culture is now we're not short of any. We got, you know, things like the chupacabra. We have the chusa. We have the demonio negro or the black megalodon.
Whoa, bro.
Yeah,
you say something negro.
You can't just whip that word out willy nilly. Like,
yeah,
you know,
bro.
this isn't free willy nilly either. You know,
Mexico, brother, where you can just go say negro freely out there and no one's gonna look at you sideways. All right, bro. You just can't be willy nilly saying
Let me just tell you this, bro.
Listen, Tim. You go to the wrong neighborhood and you just sit there and you're like, blah, 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 frijoles de negro. Bro, you just said black beans. All you did is say black beans. Some ignorant motherfucker is going to be like, hold up, you say Mexican? You could be El Salvadorian, bro, and they're going to be like, what you say Mexican? Like, bro, that's not even me. Like, you gotta watch what you said about that.
I didn't name the bitch, man.
It's like El Diablo Negro. It's like, I wish I had that one. I used to have
you do
that name.
On several gaming platforms. That is your.
Isn't that your. Like,
I taped your name that says that on the board at work so no one can erase it.
You tape?
Yeah, it's still there.
El Diablo Negro, bro. You're kidding.
It's still there.
So people ask who that is, huh?
Wow, that's never coming off. That's for life.
Legend in telemarketing, baby. That's what I'm talking about. Josh, I love you. Like, no, for real. I know people come in there like, I know people come into your job and be like, who the f*** is El Diablo Negro?
That's who you will never be able to be.
Back to the lecture at hand. We're talking crypto. Draw off what you were saying about your Spanish cryptos.
Well, you know, we're not short of any. You know, we have the regular ones. Chupacabra, I'm sure everybody's heard of that one. The goat sucker.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa, hold on. Wait a minute.
Sucker.
Can you?
Yeah, you can't. Ralph. You just can't. pass over things like that without any kind. That's like me going like this. Yeah, guys, you know, we got the African snakes.
Oh, no, I'm not done. I'm not done yet.
Listen, we got the African snakes. No, at this point, nothing else matters. It's like this. It's like you're like, it's like me saying, it's like me in my culture, we got the African snake sucker, and then we have the hippo, and then it's like, whoa, African snake sucker? Wait, overlooking Afro snake sucker, my G? Come on.
Is that a real thing?
Well, hold on. That's what we have. That's what we're asking you, dude. What the f- is a goat, the goat sucker?
It's a goat sucker. That's actually what chupacabra means.
Oh, get
so real.
So what it really does.
So
go ahead. It doesn't actually just go.
So
off,
the chupacabra goes out and sucks goats' dicks.
That's about to say. It's not a animal that goes around sucking off goats, okay, guys?
Of course, Tim goes straight to animality.
Of course, Tim goes into straight bestiality. And you talk about me.
No, Tim.
I know. You talk about me. Talk about me, dude. Oof.
No, it doesn't go around sucking off goats.
Hey, but Tim. No, Tim. Shout out to the movie Black Sheep that does that shit. This dude fucks a bunch of sheep in there. They come around and are cannibalistic. If you guys haven't seen that, that's one of my, how we would say, honorable nods in this episode, guys, is Black Sheep. It's about goats, since Ralph want to talk about goats, and then Tim want to talk about them getting sucked off.
Is that like a fucking Sundance Festival movie?
Yeah, bro, that's the one with
the foreign flick with the jacket and shit.
I was about to say, what side is this on? Jeez.
No, Black Sheep is cold, dude. You guys check it out, guys. Now, Ralph, back to your goat sucking, not the type of sucking Tim's looking for, but blood sucking.
Not looking
like
for, just making. Exactly. Just clarifying that it was not that.
Now, just know, guys, I'm going to definitely work on some little memes and edits for when you guys do shit like that that's going to pop up. And I hate to say it, Roth, you've inspired me by this new meme. We're going to start it here, guys, so you guys will start seeing them from here on forward. And so when I hear something asinine on the screen, or they say something, or even if I say something, or you like to recant shit that you say later in the
classic thing. Boo to spoil your own trick, man.
Now here we fucking go. It's called this.
Knocking
it's
people over this. The head with,
well,
like,
no, they would have seen it already twice. They would have seen it a couple times already by this episode.
It's like this.
That's what I'm
saying.
Like
explaining what they've
it's
been
like
seeing.
It's like this. Roughsy.
Now go.
Roughsy.
Made me famous.
Back to the
first off. You know, before we even continue, shout out to Big Comedy Network.
Definitely. Comment, please. Even if it's to talk some shit.
If you say, listen here, boo, you're cool, but shut up. I'll take it. Just give me
a rude
comment.
It.
I'll even interact with you if I see it.
Fling your verbal shit at us in the
comments. Listen here, guys. I'll be real with you. If you're having a bad day and you feel like talking some shit, just go to the comment
section.
You can
take it out in the comment section.
And you're gladly can take it out on Roth and Tim. I'll join in on the fun with you. We'll have a ball.
Oh, I forgot to try because Boo's perfect.
Yeah.
Mary Poppins over here.
Boo's also subject to your comments as well. Don't get it twisted.
Now, whatever you said about goat suckers.
So, you know, the goat sucker, they find them from Texas all the way down to Argentina, man. They find this animal all over the place. And what it does is just it drains the blood of these livestock. So cows. Goats, sheep.
Tim's curious how they how do they chupacabras, huh, Tim? You know, I answered it for Tim. Just texted me that's why, so I'm just gonna answer. Roughsy!
They've never been seen in the wild, man. The ones that people that have seen them, they think they're like dogs.
So doggy style.
Doggy style. There you go. Leave it to Josh to give us the visual.
It's just common sense.
I mean, you weren't gonna. I was getting bored over here.
Tim, you go next, dude. What in creature features in that just gets you going?
Recently, what's got me going, because I'm also trying to do my own comic book for it, are djinn, man. In fact, I worked on a djinn movie. Josh, if you want to pull up the trailer, dude.
Is just that djinn? Just that? That's all you're doing?
Well, I mean, that's the thing. I watched Black Demon, which was basically Mexican Godzilla with a shark, which was pretty cool. And they're like, And a lot of monster movies are kind of like that. Like, okay, so they're going to end up being some representation of like some of our mistakes. You know what I mean? A lot of the stories are the same. Fear-wise, they're all pretty dangerous. But like the most interesting one to me recently has been the djinn. Yeah.
Rafa, and in all of movie creature features, those are the ones you've came up with too? Chupacabra, and what was the other one?
Oh, no. Mine was leprechaun.
Oh, okay. What about the leprechaun? Continue.
No, leprechaun, that motherfucker's kind of twisted when you read up on him, when you start doing some research on him. He comes from Ireland, and it's the offspring of a fairy.
What's scary about leprechauns? Why can't you just kick them?
Have you seen leprechauns in the hood?
I have not seen leprechauns in the hood, no.
We got to start there, brother.
No. Stop with leprechaun. You've never seen the famous leprechaun with Warwick Davis.
It's the same. It's same series.
But Leprechaun 1 was the one that kicked off all the other ones.
Yeah, that one was a shit.
You never seen the original. You never seen the original, Tim?
Nah.
Okay, because there's some shit about that shit where the reason they say bless you now is because of a leprechaun. The reason if a leprechaun...
What? Why?
Because a leprechaun, if you sneeze 3 times... apparently in Irish folklore, I'm correct me if I'm wrong in the comment section, talk shit, but apparently when the leprechaun in Leprechaun the movie, if he's trying to go after this chick and if you make her sneeze 3 times without anybody saying bless you, that's his wife. And that's what the second one's about, I think. But the first one was about him getting a coin took in and shit, but it's
yeah, and the damn thing trying to go after it. Yeah, they don't depict the little green cereal leper.
Serial killer. It's up.
Yeah.
One thing. Okay, he takes a lawnmower in one of them. He takes a lawnmower in one of them, and it's being worked on. And the blades, he turns the blades on with his magic. Imagine a serial leprechaun with all the magic like Gandalf. Like, that's and turns the lawnmower into a hot chick with the blades going, and this puts his whole face into the blades like their tits.
And that's the thing. They're not the little woodland sprites that people think they are.
Leprechaun made me like, you think that.
But you can't just like, you can't just shoot them. You can't like, come on.
No.
How did they get rid of them?
Bro, I forgot how they got rid of them in the last one. But the point is, bro, you didn't think they had a gun? You don't think they tried that, bro?
Yeah, in all the movies, they try to kill them.
All the guns. Every movie, there was guns going around, bro.
Ice-T
was in one. And the hood was one of them. They didn't have guns. This had bitches and everything. This had pimp empire. In the hood.
Yeah,
I'm talking to leprechaun.
He was non-denominational. He had sex with everybody.
Male, I don't know, female, man. It just sounds like a lot of incompetence. Like, what do you mean? Like, he can't take a bullet, or he's just they just miss.
It will not. If they do shoot him, it's
that. That took one to the chest one time and rose like the Undertaker, like. And was laughing at him and jumping around playing the little shoot game with him. Like, oh, you think you got me? Nope. Oh, you think you got me? Nope.
Okay, what about beheading them?
No.
It'll grow back. It'll reattach itself.
It's a hydra?
No, it doesn't grow it back. It just comes coming back from together, the man like that the
says
T-1000.
There's
like
70 djinns, says there's 150 djinns is doubting a leprechaun as being anything.
No, it's not. I'm not doubting. I'm trying to understand how they work. Djinn are illusionary, like they write their own. I get that, but I'm
and
like,
what a leprechaun is illusionary.
Here's what I'm getting at. The usual way to get rid of a djinn is to basically just like use like, you know, surahs and like to ward them off with like, you know, incantations and stuff like that.
Apparently,
like, you know,
that's
like,
how it is. You leave a little cool coin on your shit and they back off. But that's
you take the coin, you take it as payment.
Yeah.
You know, Harry Potter, they're got, the bankers.
So they're what just, they're rent collectors.
Well, no, trip out. On this one, on the leprechaun, a couple of years ago, they actually found what they think is a leprechaun skeleton.
They're the nasty remains? Ass rent collectors is what they are.
Basically, yeah, bankers.
No, they don't talk about that, Roth.
So what's yours? What's yours?
What's mine? What do you want? Animal? What do you want? What you want?
You nigga? Bring it. You bring it, brother. You bring it. You always bring some badass shit. So what you got?
I'll start off light, and then I'll go deeper later. All right. Let's start off with Little Shop of Horror, the plant, with Rick Moranis and Steve Martin and Tisha Campbell, an ensemble cast of actors and singers. And I
haven't seen it.
You haven't seen Little Shop of Horrors?
Mm-mm.
The plant was a cannibal, bro. It ate bodies, dude.
Feed me, Seymour.
So it was a Super Mario plant?
It basically looked like that. It looked like the Super Mario plant. It looked exactly like
just
that.
Just like that. Cole, bro.
Only Cole, speaks.
Motherfucker, bro. And it speaks feet. And then that motherfucker, you'll sit there and it'll be in the room. It's big as 210. And that motherfucker break into a duet about how hungry it is. And then you need to feed it bodies. Cole feed duet. Me. That motherfucker was like, feed me, Seymour. I need some bodies. Like, cold, bro. And this nigga, Rick Moranis, is actually a serial killer. Cutting up bodies and feeding them legs and shit. Dude, Steve Martin. The motherfucker eats Steve Martin, bro, and chops him up and feeds him to him.
Oh, yeah. Steve Martin plays a badass in that one. He's fucking
plays a white beater. He plays a white beater.
The bad boy.
Steve Martin plays a white beater in that shit, bro. And then, bro. What else is there? We're going to keep going so you guys can... And then we're going to go to a little thing that I have a fear of, which is called... How to pronounce that shit, Josh?
I don't remember. Thalassophobia.
What?
Thalassophobia.
Mm-hmm.
My cousin has that.
For like Roth that are sitting there looking clueless, it's the fear of a deep ocean. And I mean...
You just found out about a week ago.
How did I find out it about a week ago when I've known this about it? You can, how do you see? There you go. Thinking I do research like you the last minute. You know what I mean?
Only known about the show.
Me and my cousin, we were on one of those carnival cruises and
once you get deeper than that, and plus me, I've known it way longer than that, Ralph. I don't care.
Yeah, at
what
night,
you're saying. You
at
know
night,
what I mean?
When we were out,
it's the deep, dear fear of the deep, man. It's anything you think is under you. You're not touching. You think anything and everything is under you in that deep ocean. You don't give a fuck if you're on a cruise ship or not.
That shit could be scary. That could be scary. It could be scary.
And what comes with that comes some of these animals. Now, guys, I recommend you see this movie. Fucking dope. It's called Orca the Killer Whale. Pretty sure Tim didn't watch it.
That's an old ass movie. I remember that movie.
Did you watch that?
I haven't seen that one, and I haven't seen Jaws. There's a lot of like old school movies.
But I asked you to watch that one as the homework for the show.
Rossi! Gotcha.
I saw Black Demon.
It's basically the storyline for Jaws. It's almost identical.
Just like how Black Demon was identical to Godzilla, right?
Similar.
Yeah. That's what I was saying before is that most of these creature features are like pretty much the same. You have a monster that takes up some representation of some asshole thing that man did, and they're out there to get you. And they're either big ass creatures or they're like. So I was like, I thought we were trying to come at this episode with like cool crazy ones.
Well, this one, it's kind of cool. I mean, they killed a pregnant orca, some fisherman, and then the husband basically goes ham and, you know, gets revenge on the fisherman and anybody else that's headed his way. So it's like a little backstory.
I brought up Jin because the trailer looked goofy as shit, too. I'm like, oh, like, okay. And I worked on it. So I'm like, okay.
Yours wasn't even a creature. This was a djinn, a god, or a devil, a demon, demonic, like the fucking ring or some shit.
Well, that was my honorable. I remember an honorable mention too. We have our god in like Aztec culture. We have our god that's like the god of light, god of creation, god of fertility, god of everything. It's our wing. It's our feathered serpent, Quetzalcoatl. Scary as it is, it's just a dragon basically. Did you bring one, Tim?
That one thing from Pan's Labyrinth with the eyes. That thing was scary as shit. Like,
what the f- was it?
I don't remember the name. The way that it chased her, that girl around, though, that was another one.
Like, it's the Pale Man.
Monsters, man. Like, I kept going, huh?
The Pan's Labyrinth one is called Pale Man.
Pale Man.
The Pale Man. There we go. Where he brought the, mm-hmm. The eyes up and everything. That was.
That was kind of reminds you of the Wraith.
The other one, if it's like, if it was real, at the end of Shin Godzilla, not Godzilla itself, there's this thing that happens at the tail where it splits off into humanoid, like zombie creatures with like spikes and shit, and it's meant to devour pretty much the rest of the, like seeing basically that encompass the earth, that would suck. Those are crazy ones. Like, there's a whole list of them, which is why I was like, okay, it was hard to pick. There's like Cocaine Bear, which I saw. Cocaine Bear, which was hilarious, by the way. Cocaine Bear was so funny.
Was it good?
No, yeah, it was hilarious. Cocaine Bear was so they play it. They show you the news footage in the beginning, right? And they like they set up like, okay, there's like decent footage, like from like how this actually more or less happened. Like, the what actually happens in real life, as I understand, the bear did the cocaine and, you know, pretty quickly, like within a few hours,
OD, right?
Tanked or something. Yeah. So this takes it far away. This bear isn't just like becoming addicted to cocaine and like getting super bared out and charging at people and shit. That shit was great. Like, the way it kills people and rips the guts out from everybody, they did it so well to where like it's still horrific and you're laughing the entire time. That shit was great. And then for research for this one, earlier I had scrapped it, but I had watched Detective Pikachu because that was a live action Pokemon movie, and if any of those were real, that would be scary as shit too. And at any point a trainer could just sick one of those assholes on your ass. You know, you get your ass just barbecued by a Charizard or whatever. Like, the way those Charizard things look
in that movie,
I finally watched it. They look weird as hell. You've they look very.
It's pretty cool.
There's a series of artists online who do like hyper realistic Pokemon art, and it's all, even as like realistic as it looks, it's terrifying.
It's so horrifying. It's insane.
Dope.
What about a Jigglypuff? Yeah, like, hyper-realistic Jigglypuff is... That's nightmare fuel, man.
Yeah.
Ridiculous. Ridiculous.
I mean, even the duck was... Even the duck was scary. Blew up.
What about... hold on. Creatures. Does rubber count for something like this?
No, it's not a monster.
It's not a monster. It's not like a... It's not a living thing. Right, right, right.
Yeah. You know what I was going to say was Troll Hunter did a pretty good job at kind of like giving a nuanced style of depiction of like creature features, since it's kind of like docu styled, right? Like mockumentary.
That was funny. That one actually was pretty funny.
Okay, if we're going that route, especially since I know Boo was going like the Tilikum route, but that's actually real. What about like mockumentaries? When Discovery
Troll Hunter
did.
Wasn't real.
Troll Hunter wasn't real. That's what I'm saying. If we're going that route, what about the fucking mermaids that discovered that? What was it? History Channel or Discovery Channel did?
That was stupid. The mermaid one. Them, and the
that shit was a whole craze for a while. Nobody would shut up about that one. Like, even Boo at the office, like, mermaids are real.
No, then they show that shit. They show that episode. That was so. I felt so insulted they did that. Like, are you mother? You think that everybody's stupid?
When it comes to creature features, there's so many different routes you can go, because there's fantastical ones, there's like pseudo realistic ones, there's actual ones based off of true stories. This shit goes nuts. So it's like, as far as creature features, let's try to whittle it down here. Let's each of us one pick something more resembling an animal, right? Not like a fantasy, so like nothing like Godzilla, no, nothing like that.
Something that could be real, basically. like Cocaine Bear, right? Mine would be Anaconda, hands down.
Anaconda. Easy. Ooh. That's a pretty good one.
That does seem pretty scary.
What about you, Prof?
The Komodo Dragon.
Is there a Komodo Dragon movie?
Is there a Komodo Dragon movie?
There is. Isn't there?
You want to look that up, Josh?
Josh, put it up.
There's a couple. There's Komodo. Mm? I think that was done by from the writer of Anaconda. And then The Curse of the Komodo, genetically engineered Komodo Dragon.
No, it was Komodo. It's something you find on the same channel you find Sharknado on.
It's like sci-fi channel. At,
which,
like,
by the way,
morning.
Sharknado is still one of the scariest things I've ever seen. Okay, you want to see a tornado full of sharks?
I mean,
so fake though.
I mean, you know what's scarier than that is
Tara Reid acting.
How did you? You stole it from me. Like, holy shit! Oh my god! I mean, at some point she's phoning it in. That's the point of all these movies, man. Creature features, the real monster is man. Cocaine Bear wouldn't have been Cocaine Bear if there were no drug dealers. Tilikum wouldn't be f-ing around everybody if he was just left alone in the ocean, right? Most of these things are just, you f-ing with me, I f-ing back with you harder. Oh man, it's not a video game, but, or it's not a movie, it's a video game, but Maneater, just for special mention, where you play as the shark and you go just wrecking shit everywhere. Oh god, that thing's so ridiculous. But I don't know that he had a motive for it. I think you're just going around f-ing shit up because you're like, yeah, I'm a shark. So sometimes it's not. Sometimes there are creatures that just f-ing shit up. Sake.
Like Placid.
Who is like ready to like shut the f- up to both you guys. God damn, this episode sucks.
I'm sorry, Boot. I promise, whatever you want me to do this next
time. You ain't even got, I'm not going to ask you guys anything else. I'm not asking you guys to do anything.
I watched exactly what you told me to watch.
No, he did.
Listen here, guys. Listen here, guys.
Roth at least tried. Roth at least did his part.
I'm over it.
I even brought the animals that you told me to bring.
I'm going to sleep.
Demonio Negro.
I'm going to sleep comfortable.
I f***ed up and I didn't watch Orca 1977. I'm not going to
listen, guys. My week, my days before the podcast are going to be a hell of a lot less stressful because I'm not going to do any research anymore. So we get what we get from the episodes. We get what we get for these episodes because, like I said, no one wants to put a effort in only when they feel like it.
What are you talking about? I put an effort in.
Oh, now you're proud because you did it one time. But other times,
I did every
you're
week.
Always got
issues. I just didn't watch
Come
one
on,
episode
you were
last
week.
Week.
You were last week. This just is him one, this week. Just so everybody one. Wants to do this shit. Come on, do we want to start pulling cards on tables? I don't want to start arguing. Like you said, I stole your fucking line. I steal your fucking line. If you want to start really being honest.
Yeah, you did. Actually,
no,
you
I
want
didn't.
To be
I said
honest,
rough.
You,
I said rough. Like you said
the
rough.
You started
like
it.
I
you
said,
started it with
Tim
my fucking call
up
tag.
That episode.
Go. Oh, you don't need my permission. Close it out, please.
True. No one wants to do it, so I get it.
Thank you, Becoming Network. Thank you, YouTube. Thank y'all, people. So hit that like, subscribe. Love you, boo. Keep the humans.